This is the fun part. You've helped your attendees feel comfortable and safe. And as a result, you're feeling comfortable and safe. If you've been using the last piece of the SIP formula by giving yourself permission to confidently lead and enjoy the call, then this next part can be a blast. Permission is simply reminding yourself of the state and intention you set at the start of the call, then slipping right back in by shifting your body language, breathing, and self-talk. Sometimes I do this over and over during a call with a simple reminder, I can do this. They're loving this. Permission is my safety net. I know if I get stuck in, oh no, this isn't working like I planned mode, I'm screwed. And can I tell you something? It never works like I've planned. Never, ever, ever. I want you to hear that. So when you notice things going differently than you planned, you'll realize that it means all is well. And things might just turn out even more awesome than you'd hoped. That being said, I do go into most of my calls with a plan. Usually it's in the form of a rough bullet point outline. When I first started doing group calls, my outlines would be pages and pages long. I would script portions of it. It's okay if you want to start out that way, but you'll probably discover, as I did, that less is more. For my weekly Transy Tuesdays hypnosis sessions, I usually have 4 or 5 bullet points, and that's it. I'll make a note of any announcements I want to make and keep these short, or you will lose people right at the start. The icebreaker, which is almost always some variation of hands to heart, and 2 or 3 main points I'm going to teach. And then I'll put in the name of the hypnosis protocol I'm going to use. Watch the setup for some really awesome aha moments about how to keep your notes right in front of you without making it obvious you're looking at them. I often do read a script during the hypnosis portion of Transy Tuesdays, which usually takes up about 20 minutes of the 1 hour call. I haven't always done scripts, but I really enjoy the trancy poetic experience of weaving words together and creating them in advance of the call. And since many of the people on the Transy Tuesdays call are also hypnotists, they appreciate that I give them the script so that they can do whatever they want with it. And they're also able to relax more deeply because they don't have to analyze what I'm saying since they know they can go back and read it later. Here's another quick side note. If you're planning to do a hypnosis session during Zoom, which I highly recommend if you're a hypnotist, please know that the induction is easier in this setting than any other setting. When people are in a group, they're already in a trance. When you snugged the room at the start of the call, you created a safe, reliable container for trance. When everyone brought their hands to their heart, you anchored that trance. And now you can have them bring their hands to heart again and shazam, they're back in a trance. No complex induction needed. Pretend it's easy and it will be. Okay, you've done it. You are now way more equipped to do group Zoom calls than I was when I started. Honestly, as long as you remember the SIP formula, state, intention, permission, everything else will fall into place. You can modify anything you learned here for any kind of group Zoom experience, whether it's a formal, technical, or educational presentation, or something more woo-woo like a hypnosis session. I highly recommend creating group rapport, even if it's a group of professionals. Professionals are humans too, and humans love to connect. Let them feel that connection, and you'll be their favorite group facilitator. Now, will you bring your hands to your heart with me once more? Close your eyes and feel me sending you love and light. Receive that love and light into your heart. Feel it radiate and spread through every cell of your body, every atom, every neuron being infused with that love and light. So that when you think about doing group Zoom calls, you will remember, you've got this. Now get out there and make a difference.